Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Accessory to Justice, your one-stop podcast for critically informed legal deep dives, wrongful conviction cases, a dash of true crime, and more. I'm your producer, showrunner, sometimes interviewer, deliverer of disclaimers, person with many hats, Maria. You may notice that this audio sounds a bit different than my introduction last week, and that is because I'm finishing up this episode from my closet at my apartment. I had a bit of a COVID exposure, so I'm doing my 10 days of isolation just to keep everyone else in the office safe, and we will all be reunited as a team next week. Today's episode is part 2 of the framing of Mario Eubanks. Several weeks ago, I spoke with Mario's biggest supporter, his wife, Portia. This interview was truly a privilege. Portia is one of the kindest and strongest women I've ever had the pleasure of interviewing. She's actually my first interview with Accessory to Justice since coming to Arrington Law. If none of this is making sense to you, please go back and listen to part 1. Again, if you know anything about the 1996 murder of Wade King, we know it's been a very long time. Many people have left the area since then. We invite you to share with us. Or, if you know any information about Mario's wrongful conviction case, we would love to know. So you can email me at community@arringtonlaw.com. That's community@arringtonlaw.com. Let's hear that interview. I'm going to actually take this time to let you introduce yourself, because I like to have people speak for themselves.
Okay, well, my name is Portia Eubanks, Mario Eubanks' wife.
How long have you and Mario known each other?
Since 2010. So I met him through his cousin. I had a friend that used to date his cousin. So I happened to be at his cousin's house one day when he called. And we just happened to speak to each other. And then we just started from there with like writing letters and talking on the phone. And we just went from there.
Explain his case from your perspective. How did you come to believe that this man is innocent?
And I just listening to him, like he had no reason to basically lie to me. He didn't know. So just getting to know him and him explaining what happened. He did that from the beginning. He told me all of these, so it just went from there.
And what's marriage like when one half of the partnership is incarcerated?
It can be difficult, but you know, we make it through because we talk basically like all day on the phone. I go see him every weekend. But I think for the most part, I think we do better than other people that I know that have been married for like a long time. I think we do. We maintain really well.
Oh, it definitely sounds like it. Is there anything that you have learned about incarceration that has really moved you or surprised you, not knowing what that's like?
Well, I mean, no one from the beginning ever thinks that they're going to be in that type of situation. So coming into it, I just came in with not judging him. I don't like to judge people. I like to get to know people, let people show you who they are. So, I mean, I didn't know anything really about. I've had family members that have been incarcerated, but not to the fact where I was going to see them, or it really affected me like so much because we wasn't in that close to contact with the family members. So it's different, but we maintain.
And you said something about people showing who they are. So who is Mario Eubanks? How do you see him? How do you want the world to define him rather than just being some person in prison?
Mario is very ambitious. Like, he has goals in mind. He knows what he wants. He knows how he goes after. He keeps me motivated. Like, when I was struggling with over the years of like finishing school, like college, he talked me into like, oh, you can do it, you got it, keep going, you're gonna get to where you want to be. So So he's, I think he would be like a good like motivational speaker to younger children that's been in the same environment that he was in. I think he's good with doing that.
Awesome. I love your answers. They're so concise and straight to the point. So do you experience any judgment or stigma when acquaintances find out that one half of your partnership is incarcerated?
Of course. That's like, especially in the beginning with certain like friends, you know, they're like, well, how could you, you know, be with someone that's incarcerated, or how does that work? Like, they had their own mind made up and their own mindset against, you know, oh, you shouldn't do this or you shouldn't do that. I just don't like people that just judge straight out. Like, I had to like tell quite a few people, like, this is my life, this is who I want to be with, who I want to talk to. You don't know him. So we kind of stay off of that topic now.
Have you met any other people who, you know, wives whose husbands are in prison? And what's that community like? Do you rely on each other for emotional support at all? Or just explain that.
I've met quite a few women just from going through visitation, or people that he's been friends with, you know, for a while. Their wives will reach out, you know, sometimes we talk, you know, sometimes we don't, but for the most part, like, I talk to a lot of them going through visitation. You could basically say that it's a good outlet. Like, we can talk to each other because we understand each other and where each other's coming from with having to go back and forth with visitation and all the just mishaps of trying to get in, and they don't, you know, the people, the officers, they don't care whether you come see them or not, and they're being nasty, and it's just...
Is there a hashtag that you've been using on social media, or that you can start using?
I don't really have social media. I have it, but I don't really use it a lot. I'm really busy, but...
Yeah. Hello again. I thought that right now would be a very good time to mention that since recording this episode, we actually do have a hashtag for Mario. So when you share this episode and join our movement, use the hashtag FreeMarioEubanks. That's the word free, followed by MarioEubanks. Let's get back to the interview. Explain where we are in Mario's case today.
Well, right now, he had went through parole, but he was turned down for parole. I know he has a pardon that's in, so we're just trying to move forward and hope for the best.
Yeah, definitely. And Miriam's definitely going to go into the kind of legalese part of it, so people know, you know, if he's innocent, how did his pardon get denied when it happens much more than we think it would, but just that's not something that people think about. So how did you feel when his pardon got denied? Or not pardon, but the parole,
Expected, not really expected it to go that way, but you have to keep an open mind that it may go that way. Like, you have to be like a strong-minded individual just to have to deal with it going, you know, just knowing that, okay, it may go our way, but it may not. So you have to like kind of meet in the middle as far as your feelings.
Do you think that this happens more often than people would like to think about wrongful conviction?
I do think it happens more than we realize, just because a case doesn't make, you know, the national news, or, you know, it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. And I feel that when people go through the court system, if they don't have the right type of lawyer, or, you know, the right type of support, then they just fall to the wayside, basically.
What relationship advice would you give to people who feel like that they are facing hard times or barriers? Because, I mean, that's a pretty big barrier to have.
The main thing will have to be communication. Like, you have to know how to communicate with each other. You can't talk over each other. You have to understand that, like, on our side, we're free. So we can get up and do what we want, go where we want. You know, it may be times that they're feeling down or depressed, and you have to be able to like lift them up, you know, be there for them, but mainly keep the communication open. Once that communication is gone, it's going to go downhill.
I want you to kind of explain how your perspective on the justice system or the prison system, how has that changed because of Mario and what you've been through together? Or did you kind of always feel like that the prison, the justice system has failed your community? Or how has your perspective changed or stayed the same?
I didn't really have too much perspective beforehand, because like I said, I didn't really like have to deal with the person that was incarcerated. So now just seeing how basically everything is coming, like as far as visitation or just seeing everything that's on the news, I feel like things have been happening, but we just wasn't aware of it. You know, how they talk to them certain types of way, and you can just pick up on the vibes going to visit. I feel that they don't care whether we come visit, and that's a big part of rehabilitation is family and friends being able to come and see their loved ones.
I'm hoping that other people who are in your position listen to this podcast, and that we'll have other criminal justice lawyers. But assuming that there are people listening who are, you know, not really aware of what goes on, what would you like to tell these people to help them understand the problems and the deficits that we have in the prison system?
Just tell people that have family members or friends that are incarcerated is that definitely stay in communication with them, stay on top of, especially health. You know, if they have health issues or anything, you have to stay on top of that, because they're not going to get the care that they really need. And they can ask all the time for medical, or they need to see a doctor or anything. I would just stay on top of it. If you have to call around, if you have to call to the warden or into the, you know, Richmond DOC, whatever you have to do, just make sure you stay on top of it. Because then I don't feel that they care enough to look out for the people that's in there.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for saying that. So do you see a world soon where Mario is free? Do you stay hopeful, or are you kind of not relying on the system to help much at this point?
No, I always stay hopeful, because anything can happen, and you never know. So we definitely, me, his family, everyone stays hopeful that one day soon, before, you know, he's supposed to get out, that he gets the justice that he's deserved to be able to come home with the rest of the remaining family that he has left. Because he's lost a lot of people.
Yeah. And when is his sentence over?
2036.
Wow, so we've still got a long way to go. Yes. Are there any other topics that you'd like to talk about regarding marriage with one partner incarcerated, or Mario's case, or the prison system? Anything that you want to talk about? Like, I just want to open the...
I could know another thing about Mario that I liked when I first met him, like when we first started talking, he would pick out like a certain book that he would be like, okay, I can get to this book from the library. See if you can find this book. We would both read the book. Yes. We both read the book, and then we would come back. We would either write about it or discuss it over the phone when we would talk, like what he thought about it, what I thought about it. And for me, I liked that because I thought it was different. I've never met another man that was like that. They wouldn't be like, okay, let's read a book. You know, like we read like several books like that together. So for me, that was different.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people watching who have yet to meet a man that would So how can people listening to this support you guys? what can they do? Can they spread the word? Can they?
Of course, like, yeah, spreading the word, you know, social media is big now. So, you know, just that's a big help right there. It's just spreading the word. I basically would just want to say, you know, whoever's watching, that his case does get picked up in the media, where, you know, he can get some more political or celebrities status like behind it to be able to make people want to look more into it, to give him the chance to, you know, come home.
I know it doesn't work like this, but if you had if you had a chance to speak with the, you know, people on the other side, the people responsible for Mario's incarceration, the prosecution, the people who framed him, what would you like to say to them?
I would like for them to come forward and tell the truth. Like, it's been so much time, like, just to put yourself in his shoes, to be like, how, even though he knows he was wrong, he keeps a good attitude about the whole situation. And I really admire that about him. Like, he's strong. He's been maintaining. I couldn't even imagine being in that position to know how I would feel about it. But just knowing that he knows he was wrong and just getting up every day and keeping a positive attitude, like, he keeps me positive. Like, if I'm stressed with work or anything, he's like, look, just don't let them get to you, you know, just stay calm. Like, he keeps me lifted up. And you would think it would be the other way around, but he keeps me lifted up. I would just want them to come forward and tell the truth.
This concludes part 2 of the framing of Mario Eubanks. Please return next week to hear from Mario himself. This interview is integral to our movement. Mario's words are striking and emotional. This is the most important episode of the series, so don't go anywhere. Want another way to help? Write to the governor's office. Tell this new administration that you as a constituent will not stand for innocent people behind bars. Here's what you can do. Go to our social media and join our newsletter. This month, we'll be releasing guidelines and sample letters, making it even easier for you to write to this administration. Thank you so much, Portia, for joining us. Our law firm is forever grateful that you took time aside to recount these painful events, and we hope that you and Mario experience relief in the future. Take care.